The Gemara Masechta Makos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us Amar Yehuda, the bottom of the Amud, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Hamalva es Chaveroi L'Eser Shanim. Somebody lent money to someone else for a period of 10 years. So we know that the Torah says, Mik Keitz Sheva Shanim Tasa Shmita. Every 7 years, Shmita, we have Shmita. The Torah continues with Zed Var Hashmita, Shmoy Kobal Masha Yodoy Ashiyasibes Reu. Any loans that are owed are cancelled. La Yigos Esreu Vesachiv, you shouldn't ask for that money. Kikara Shmita Lashem. What the Torah is teaching us is that when the Shmita year comes, all obligations that one has to someone else are cancelled financial obligations. There is a machlokes rishonim. At what time of the year does Shemitah cancel the loan? The beginning of the year or the end of the year? Most rishonim are of the opinion that it's the end of the Shemitah year when the loans are cancelled. So our Gemara discusses someone who lent money to someone else for 10 years. What will happen with the loan at the 10th year? Do we say since a Shemitah year passed, that canceled the loan? Or do we say that since the Malva cannot ask for his money until 10 years pass, so that is, this loan is not included in loans that are canceled because of Shemitah? So says the Gemara again, Hamavas Chaveroi Les Shonim, Shvius Misham Tsoi. Vafagav continues the Gemara, the Hashta like Queen by Leigosh, even though right now he can't ask for the money until the end of 10 years, doesn't make a difference. Since Soif Osir Ludei Leigosh, since the Torah says that when Shemitah passes, the loan is cancelled. So then when 10 years come, this is already a canceled loan and you can't ask for that money. Ask the Gemara from our Mishnah, Moser of Kahana. We learned in our Mishnah, Oindim, when the Edim testified falsely. How much and when the money is owed. Says the Mishnah, I'm the Kama Adam Roitz Alita via Elav Zos Biyadai. How much would a person be willing to hold on to that money? Ben Lita Mikan Vatshleshim Yoim, if he only can have the money for 30 days, or Ben Lita Mikan Vatshleshim versus having the money for 10 years. Ask the Gemara, Vi Amrit, Shvius Meshamtasai, if we're going to say that a loan for 10 years, once the Shemitah year passes, and of course there has to be a Shemitah year in a span of 10 years, is automatically canceled. So then you should have to pay for the entire loan. Because by saying that it was a 10-year loan, they're essentially saying that if it's a 30-day loan, he has to pay it back. If it's a 10-year loan, it's going to be canceled. Amar Rava, you can't bring a raya. It could be that a loan is indeed canceled when Shemitah passes. Hachmai Skinen, why in our Mishnah would the loan not be canceled? Because the Mishnah says, the Gemara tells us, there are ways to avoid the obligation of Shemitah's Ksofim. One is Hachmai Skinen, b'mal v'ala mashkin, when the money was lent with a mashkin, or in a situation where the shtar was given over to Bezdin. The Tanan, for indeed the Mishnah teaches us in Masechet Shviyos Perek Yud Mishnah Beis, Hamalva ala mashkin, if somebody lends money with a mashkin, v'moisesh derois of lebezdin, or if somebody gives over his shtar to Bezdin, ein mashmitim, the shmita does not apply to that law. So, the Rishonim explained these halachas. The first thing that we just learned is that a mashkin, if there's a mashkin given for a loan, then the loan is not canceled by Shemitah. It's interesting to point out that the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, quotes a machloikis of Rabbi Huda Hanasi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In a situation where the loiva gave a mashkin to the malva, but the mashkin is not equal to the entire value of the loan. Do we say that only the value up to the amount up to the value of the mashkin, that's how much Shemitah won't affect? So let's say the loan was $1,000 loan and the mashkin is worth $500. The balance of $500 will still be subject to Hilchos Shemitah's Kesafim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Or of Shimon Gamliel's opinion, the halacha is that no, that this loan is not up to Shemitah's Kesafim. And there's a machloikus how we paskin like. The Rambam paskins that only the amount equal to the mashkin is not canceled. The Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat Simon Sam Zion Sif Yud Beis holds that the entire loan is not canceled. And there's a very interesting explanation given by the Rishonim, because one could easily make an argument that it makes sense that only the amount equal to the value of the loan should not be canceled. Why is not more canceled? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Pais can give a beautiful explanation. If I lent somebody $1,000 and I only took a mashkin of $500, what I'm saying is that this mashkin, even though presumably it's only worth $500, to me, it must be worth $1,000. Because if it's truly only worth $500, why did I take a mashkin that's worth so much less than the loan that I gave? It must be that in my mind, that's how much this mashkin is truly worth. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Havas Chesed, says from here we see that when the Torah tells us a mitzvah, or actually a laugh, Hisham lecha pen yilach dvavr em levavcha b'lial, that you're not going to want to lend money, it must be that the right way to lend money is to lend money without a mashkin. Because if lending money should always be lent with the request for a mashkin, and we're learning in our Gemara that when a mashkin is given, then Shemitah is not a problem. So then what does the Torah say? What does the Torah caution us? Be careful not to have a machshava that I'm not going to lend money because I'm not going to get it back because Shemitah is going to cancel it. If I'm always lending money with a mashkin, I have nothing to worry about. Says the Havas Chesed, from here we see that the right way, the good way, to lend money is without a mashkin. So our Gemara taught us that Moisish Teroys of Lebesdin, Shemitah is not Meshamet. And Rashi explains, because the Isser, the point of Shemitah's Ksofim is that the Malva is not allowed to request back his money once Shemitah passes. But if Moshe Shtaros of LeBezdin, if he gave over the Shtaros to Bezdin, so then he's not asking back for the money. It's Bezdin who's asking for the money. And that's not what the Torah prohibited. The Ritva has a different approach. The Ritva's approach is that once somebody gives the Shtar over to Bezdin, then no gush for oimer hu. It's already in the process of collection. And when the Torah says that you're not allowed to, when the Torah says you're not allowed to ask for that money, it's only if you haven't begun the process of getting it back. If you already began the process, then it's not a problem. Other Rishonim have a different approach. We know there's a concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin has sort of special powers and authority. And because of the rule of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, they could collect shtaris, they could collect loans that really maybe should have been canceled. Others want to say that it's a gzeres akosif, that the din of shmitas ksofim only applies to individuals, it doesn't apply to bezdim. It's the opinion of the Geresh Shirach. So if we think about it, Moshe Shtaroysev Lebezdin is very similar to what is known as a prosbul. And in fact, Rashi's opinion is that Moshe Shtaroysev Lebezdin and the halacha prosbul are really one and the same. And actually, that's all that Hillel did. Hillel sort of institutionalized that everybody should perform the din of Moshe Shtaroysev Lebezdin. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos has a very hard time accepting that a prosbul and a Moshe Shtaroysev Lebezdin are one and the same. Because the obvious question, because if so, what did Hillel accomplish? Hillel didn't do anything new. The Gemara always says, Hiskin Hillel prosbul. Hillel institutionalized a prosbul. He really didn't do anything that wasn't in place already from the Torah. So therefore, Tosfos takes an approach that these are two separate concepts. There's a concept of Moshe Shtaroysev Lebezdin, and there's a concept of prosbul. And the Ramban explains what's the difference. And the Rabban explains as follows. Somebody who actually gives shtaros to Bezdin, of course, as we're learning in our Gemara, as we just finished explaining, Shemitah will not affect that loan. What Hillel accomplished is that you don't actually have to give the shtar to Bezdin. Just by sitting and writing a nusik, a masrani lechem, that you're saying that wherever I am, it's as if Bezdin has that shtar, that is good enough as if it's considered Moshe Shtaroysev Lebezdin. So what Hillel really accomplished was that instead of having to go to Bezdin, you could just make your prosbul. You could make a prosbul wherever you are, and that will be good enough. And I saw that Rabbi Yehuda Osad in the Shaila Shetshuvos Yehuda Yala, Chelek Beis, Choshe Mishpat Simikov Bei, says a different Chiddush. And the Chasam Sofer says it as well, that the Chiddush of Hillel was that you could write a prosbul, even though that's not the common minig, you could write a prosbul once, and it'll work for many Shemitahs. If you have to do Moshe Shtaroysev Lebezdin, so every shtar has to be actually handed over to Bezdin. According, what Hillel accomplished was, one prosbul is written for a lifetime, and it'll work. There are Rishonim that want to suggest that, indeed, the way we're learning now, according to Tosfos, according to the Ramban, Hillel accomplished something very significant with his saying that we should have a prosbul. What Hillel accomplished was that you don't have to take your loans to Bezdin. So the Rishonim that want to say that because this represents a kula, Hillel's rule only applied in Chutz Lartz.
or only bezman hazeh, where shmita is the rabbanon. But when shmita is the raisa, so there you have, if according to Rashi, that there's no difference between Moshe Shtoraisa from Bezdin and Prosbo. You could do a Prosbo even in a time and a place where Shmita is the Raisa. Whereas, according to Taisus, that says that Prosbo represents a certain Kula, so certain the Arushayim don't want to say that only when Shmita is the Rabbanon, only in a time or a place where Shmita is the Rabbanon, will a Prosbo be acceptable. Otherwise, you have to actually be Maisish Dairaisa. You have to actually be Maisish Dairaisa of Lebesdin.